Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
We're delayed in round one of the Masters. I'm pissed. Christmas has been delayed. Not happy.
Yeah, and your headphones just broke all at the same time.
Luckily, yours are usually loud enough. I can hopefully hear Chuck Pagano through yours.
Well, that's because I can't hear anything. So
I'm trying to multitask over here to get the...
You want to use mine?
Get the old headset
back. I'll just set mine in the middle of the table, and we'll just community to use my headphones the rest of the way.
It is one of my favorite events of the year, an absolute beautiful cause, and I guess the man behind it all. He is Chuck Pagano, the 12th annual Chuck Strong Tailgate Gala tomorrow night at the Indiana Farm Bureau Football Center. Andrew Luck in attendance, and the number just always astonishes me every time I see it. More than $14 million raised for cancer research at the IU Simon Cancer Center. Chuck joins us now. Coach, good Thursday morning to you. Can we get a Masters pick out of you before we move on?
Is it going to start? I mean, Lord, I mean, I should have brought my arc.
Literally.
The rain here is egregious. I was expecting sunshine and clear skies and a happy Kevin Bowen, and I got to hear KB just bitching about his headphones, bitching about the Masters. Hey, I think this is
like de-icing Santa's sleigh on Christmas morning. Imagine if you woke up on Christmas and said, hey, kids, go back to sleep for two more hours.
KB, you need to start putting some real positivity, you know, manifest some, put it out in the universe, and good things are going to start to happen, I tell you.
Coach, good morning.
Hey. I feel like I'm in a locker room speech right now.
Coach, I wanted to say this. Last time you were on with us, Coach, you gave KB a hard time because he was being a wet blanket about Pascal Siakam. You know, Siakam's only averaged, you know, 25 points and played great defense in 40 games this year for the Pacers.
Great to lose.
Yeah, he's an absolute monster, and I remember vividly, you know, the conversation, you know, KB bitching about that Siakam trade, this, that, the other.
Lukewarm.
Here we go. They're going to make the playoffs, and who wants to play them? But I think my Masters pick, who are you guys going with?
Well, I toss the question to you. You're the one that's almost, I think you almost made, or you did make a hole-in-one up at Holiday Farms, if I've heard correctly, over the years. My heart says Tiger. My head says Jordan Spieth.
Yeah. I mean, God, wouldn't that be something to see Tiger? I think the easy one is say, okay, because Scotty's playing so damn good, right?
Sure.
You know, but and Rory, it's been such a long time. I like some long shot Kepka. I like Dustin Johnson. Joaquin Neiman.
Ooh.
Maybe people could put a little wager on those, get pretty good odds.
I like that.
The Chilean right there, Chuck Pagano.
I like that. Going off the board a little bit. Chuck Pagano with us here on the Payless Liquors Hotline. Coach, I wanted to ask you, I know you'll be asked about this. I know you've been asked about this the last decade plus, but do you get time as it gets closer to this event every year now? Do you get time to reflect on kind of what you've done here, you and the people have done to raise this much money, your own fight with cancer and those going through it every single day? Do you get a time to just kind of sit down for a few seconds or minutes and kind of reflect? And when did you know that you wanted to do something like this that would change people's lives?
Well, the last part of that is as soon as I knew I was going to be okay and I got to go back to work and I was in remission. I just figured Tina and I sat down and said, hey, look, you know, during that process, if we get through this, so many people reached out to encourage me, my family, people that obviously we didn't know, all walks of life. It didn't matter. So we said, hey, we get through this, we're going to pay it forward. And, you know, as long as I'm living and breathing, we're going to do what we can to help battle this relentless, egregious disease that doesn't discriminate. So early on, again, very, very blessed to be on the other side of it. And seems surreal. You know, I can remember sitting in that hospital bed during that first game, the Green Bay game, and Tina came back to the room. She went to sell breast cancer awareness T-shirts with the ladies, with the other coaches before the game. And then she came back to the room and says, hey, have you seen what's going on? I'm like, what are you talking about? There's a game. I know we're playing the Packers and all, but she said, no, everybody's wearing these Chuck Strong T-shirts. You know, so you flip on the TV and you kind of see what's going on and what happened in that stadium and where it's at today. Simply because of, you know, it all starts with Jim Irsay, Irsay family, his generosity, the great people at IU, Simon Comprehensive Cancer Center, all the people in this great state and this city, the generosity of, you know, the folks that have been coming year in and year out and show up, and their generosity and their willingness to keep sharing their talents and their treasures year after year after year. And now, like you said, 12th annual, 14 million raised, just incredible.
Tomorrow night over at the Indiana Farm Bureau Football Center, Chuck Pagano just laid it out for you right there. More than 14 million raised for cancer research. It'll be the 12th annual Chuck Strong Tailgate Gala. Coach, you've done this before, and if you don't mind, I'd love for you to do it again. If you could walk us through that bye week and you walking off the practice field back in 2012, speaking with the Colts training staff, when you thought something was off, something was wrong. I've always felt it a bit eerie, to be honest with you, that you guys happened to have such an early bye week that year. I don't know if it's fate or what, but I don't know. That's just always been eerie to me. But if you don't mind, could you walk us through what you remember about late September 2012?
Yeah, absolutely. And you remember springtime, draft time, you know, the schedules are about to come out, right? And the first thing you always look for, primetime games, you know, whatever. And then you're always looking, when's the bye? And remember how pissed we were because it was week four. You know, and you always want the bye, you know, middle of the season, you know, 7, 8, 9 weeks in, got guys beat up, try to get opportunity for coaches, players to kind of catch their breath, heal some guys up from nagging injuries, et cetera. So fast forward, you know, lose that heartbreaker to Jacksonville, couple hours before kickoff that day. I had been experienced bruising all over my torso, my body, fatigue. I thought the fatigue was just football, right? Just the grind, whatever. So I saw the trainers before the game. They said, okay, we got a bye coming up. We'll do some blood work, et cetera, see what's going on. So you lose that heartbreaker to Jacksonville, go in the facility, watch the tape with the players Monday. You can practice 2 days, Tuesday, Wednesday. Wednesday, we had a team photo, if you remember, had a light practice and sent everybody home. And then Tina and I proceeded to go down to, Simon Cancer Center, sat down with Dr. Kripe. And of course, you know, I was just going to drive myself down. I even told Tina and Doc. The doc was like, no, you got to get a ride. This is pretty serious, you know. And so she took me down there and seen his doc, Dr. Kripe, my oncologist, said, hey, 99% sure you've got APL. It's a form of leukemia. We're going to do bone marrow biopsy just to make sure. And it's like, are you kidding me? I thought there's no way, you know, and then you go to that why me, you know, you start feeling sorry for yourself. And I always go back and say, Robert Mathis in that breakdown in the locker room after Jacksonville, we're sitting there at 1-2, should have won that game. And he said, hey, let's come in Monday, look at the tape, own up our mistakes, go back to work. No pity parties in life, no pity parties in football. So I just remembered that and just said, okay, what's the game plan? You know, what do I got to do? What are my odds? What are my chances? And fortunately for me, KB and Andy, I had a form of leukemia that was highly curable, highly treatable. I was at the best place, you know, right time, best place, right time, all that kind of stuff, and got great care and got to the other side of it. But, you know, it's something that's not going away. I've seen a lot of people say goodbye to loved ones much, much too soon. I think it, like I said, it doesn't discriminate. It touches everybody. So we're blessed to be able to to give back and help others.
12th annual Chuck Strong Gala going to be tomorrow night. Again, more than $14 million have been raised for cancer research at that IU Simon Comprehensive Cancer Center. Chuck Pagano with the Sear Payless Liquors Hotline. Coach, you got the old quarterback coming out with you tomorrow night. Is that correct?
Hell yeah, man. I'm so fired up that, he's so busy now doing a lot of different stuff. He was just over in Japan. He sponsored a football clinic over there and doing so many things. I'm just grateful that his calendar was clear and he'd be willing to come back and participate and be part of this event, the 12th annual. How fitting, right? 12th annual, number 12, coming back. The theme this year is 12th man, like 12th man at the games, home games especially, right? We're trying to make, life hell for our opponents. So 12th man is all these unbelievable people that have been coming and supporting and giving for so long, trying to make life miserable for the bully we call cancer. So it'll be absolutely incredible having Andrew there, and AC Calhoun's going to, MC a little Q&A with myself and Andrew up on stage. It should be a treat for everybody.
Chuck Pagano with us here on this Thursday on the Wake Up Call. He joins us on the Payless Liquors Hotline. I guess just as a follow-up to that, Coach, do you hope at some point maybe this event will start the healing process of Andrew Luck being around Indianapolis a little bit more? Obviously, he's very busy. We know how it ended here, but he was also, a great player for this franchise.
Yeah, unbelievable player for this franchise. There's no way that I make it as long as I make it, without Andrew Luck. And that goes for a ton of players, his teammates and coaches that were on our staff, et cetera. So I would sure hope so. The guy did so much. And I think people just don't understand what these ball players go through on the day-to-day to try to prepare themselves mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, whatever, to get ready for the grind of a 17-game season, endure the injuries that he endured. I mean, who's freaking tougher and more competitive than Andrew Luck, and who laid it on the line? I know there was a bunch of guys, but every one of his teammates, everybody in that locker room would tell you that dude's a freaking warrior and gave everything that he had. To this city, the Colts organization, the fans, and whatever. So, I sure hope so. I'll fight anybody. KB, you got to stand beside me. Somebody tries to get side, well, I'll fight them all. But I'm just kidding. So I hope so. He deserves that. I know that was a shocker, obviously, to everybody, but you got to respect a guy's livelihood and where these players are at. You're seeing more and more people, young people walk away from this game with their health and the ability to walk around and function those type of things. It's a brutal game. It can be so, giving and so unforgiving.
What do you think Andrew Luck does, moving forward, Coach? He's gotten a little bit back into, high school coaching, I guess. He's had such an affinity for history and architecture and all of that. He seems to be a guy that would love to teach one day. What do you think Andrew Luck does from, I guess, a somewhat permanent standpoint here moving forward?
Yeah, I'm not going to obviously speak for him, but we've had many conversations about just what you mentioned. The coaching aspect, the teaching aspect, and it was always like his dream. My father, as you guys know, the high school football coach in Colorado, driver's ed teacher, so certainly not the historian and academician type person that Andrew is, but was a hell of a football coach. And Andrew always said, man, God, it would be so cool to, be a football coach and the mountains somewhere in Colorado and teach history to high school kids. So that would be my guess. And like you said, he's already done a little bit of coaching you know, there in Palo Alto at high school up there. So that wouldn't shock me to see him going down that road.
Chuck Pagano with us here on the Payless Liquors Hotline. Again, the Chuck Strong Gala coming up tomorrow night. Coach, appreciate the time. You know, I'd be silly not to ask you at least something football here while we got you on. Coaching moves this offseason, whether it be, you know, Jim Harbaugh's back, some of these young guys get jobs, Bill Belichick out there in New England, any of the, I guess, what offseason items, what movements in the NFL offseason interest you in the last few months?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest one, like Bill Belichick can't get a job. And I understand the youth movement, and I think it's fantastic that Jim Harbaugh is back in the National Football League. I mean, NFL, you know, needs Jim Harbaugh more than Jim Harbaugh needs the NFL. So that was a huge gift. But it just shocks me that Coach Belichick, all he's done for this game, the championships that he's won, you know, somebody wouldn't say, hey, yeah, you know, and whether they're scared of his age or they're, you know, the guy being something that he's not, like, hey, he's going to want full control. All the narrative, right, that we saw, heard about that, God almighty. And what a benefit to Jed Fish, the new head coach up at the University of Washington. He gets his son, Steve, be his defensive coordinator. And now Bill's, you know, hanging out at UW.
And, yeah, and I saw that.
Coach Fish, him and Coach Fish are really, really close friends. So now they get the benefit, you know, of Coach Belichick being up there. So, yeah, those couple things, the quarterback movement, you know, carousel is always interesting to see how that thing's going to unfold. So, yeah, looking forward to it. And I really appreciate you guys having me. And can I give a, you know, a little deal where if people want to donate?
Yes.
To the Chuck Strong, all you have to do is text all uppercase Chuck Strong. And the number is to 243-725. That's Chuck Strong, all uppercase, 243-725. You wouldn't mind sharing that throughout the day and tomorrow. I'd appreciate it, fellas.
Chuck, we'll have Mark tweet that out from our show account, retweet that, and continue to do that here throughout the day and leading up to tomorrow. First, I just want to say congrats. It's damn remarkable what you've done, and obviously, like you said, a shout out to the Irsay family for their constant support as well. So many people, Pete Ward, those of the IU Simon Comprehensive Cancer Center, and I know obviously it can be inspiring as a public figure, but I know you've done a lot behind the scenes as well that doesn't get noticed with this stuff, texting people, calling people, inspiring them, encouraging them. So a sincere thank you, Coach, for doing that. Continuing to do it, even though, you know, you might not call Indianapolis home as permanently as you once did. So congrats. Thank you. Can't wait to see you tomorrow night. And as always, Coach, appreciate the time.
Hey, I love being on with you guys. And you hit it. You know, you mentioned Pete Ward, Ashley Wall, Amber Sensini, all those unbelievable human beings down at the Simon Comprehensive Cancer Center and IU. They do an incredible job. There's so many people that volunteer their time. So shout out to all those people who make this event possible. Appreciate you guys. Take care.
Joaquin Niemann, Coach. That's where we're going, right?
Let's go. Put a nice little hundy on Joaquin.
Well, hundy in the alley.
Like
you want to fight Chuck Pagano? You're fighting Joaquin Niemann,
no.
Too.